You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. It has been so busy. You heard the show with, I think you might have. If you haven't, then check it out. The astrologer who talked about all the Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, eclipses, energetic shifts and all that. Well, yeah, change, big time. And a UFO sighting. All right, so I'm going to start with that. My guest coming up in just a few minutes, Spirit Rescue, Tick Goudreau, is going to talk about how you can do all sorts of stuff with dowsing. A fantastic, one of the best books I read on this because he covers all the bases and includes information on clearing entities. Okay, so stick around for that. But the UFO thing, last Thursday night, I was out because of all the Mars. Look at Mars, look at the eclipse. I knew we couldn't see it from our area, the eclipse, but I was just checking the stars. I'd like to do that anyway. And I'm looking at one, and it's really pretty, and I'm seeing it, and it's phasing in and out with multiple colors going around it, like around the, just a ring around it. And these multiple colors, blue, yellow, gold, red, they go, oh, wait a second. And I wanted to get a better look. My camera will not take a picture of a star at night. And it might do it during the day, but at night I'm even challenged by the moon, okay? So, but I get it because I know it'll give me a better focus. So I grab the camera, go out and look. And, of course, that point I can only see because it focuses really nice. There are no wonderful colors. There's just this bright white light. So I'm looking at it, and I get the camera to focus. And then it shoots out a red orb or a red spot or a red blotch, and my camera flashes. So whatever it was, and then my husband said, well, you know, your camera was flashing first because as you're trying to take the focus, your camera does that little infrared red dot. And so it flashed its little red dot back at me. I'm like, wait, what is this? It's not Mars. Okay, Mars was on the other side of the world at that point. But it was that thing of, I took five pictures and I got five flashes. The other thing about it was the last time I was going to give up because it was taking a little while longer. And I thought, no, it's over. And I got this telepathic prompt that said, wait, it's recharging. So I put the camera up there one more time for a focus. And sure enough, one more little red blotch. So that was my UFO thing. And I thought, so, and I was so excited about that. I inadvertently posted it twice on the blog. So, you know, hey, two different versions, same picture. And the thing is, it squiggles because it wasn't the tripod that was shaking it. It was me. And you can see, though, one is a white light and the other one is a red light. It didn't catch those multiple colors. And I've seen that some people who experience some of this stuff are synesthesias. They have synesthetes. I think that's what it is. Anyway, and so they have other active senses. And I think that's the problem with this is some of us are seeing different things and we can't give you a same view or a similar view because it may not be within your range. And that's not a bad thing. That's just the way life works. Okay, so there that was my cool story. The UFOs videotaped from the LAX-bound plane. This is a really cool videotape. You can check it out. UFO Sightings Blogspot. And it looks like some of those orbs I caught in Sedona. The other thing, if you're really interested in being a party animal with Loch Ness, The Nessie, this is a tourist haven, is up for sale. Nessie Land. It's available. I didn't see a price on that, but you can check it out. I'll link it on the blog. There's a Ouija board study that scientifically explains how they move. You'll have to read that. I'm not good at explaining. And then And then the really cool thing, the incredible electromagnetic discovery in the Great Pyramid of Giza. Yes, we knew there was more to it than just a big pyramid. Okay, so there you go. My guest, Tikrudo, is Gaudreau. You'll have to, when you Google this, spell it right, or just go to the book Spirit Rescue, A Dowser's Ghostly Encounters. Tick, I know you've been patient. Thank you for hanging in there.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And if there was anything you wanted to interject about those stories, if you had your own UFO exciting or the cool energetic room or energetic capacity of the electromagnetic capacity of the pyramid, because you deal with energies, so some of this has to sound familiar.
Yes, you know, as a matter of fact, I haven't heard of that, of the Great Pyramid, although I have suspected it all along. A lot of work has been done with the pyramid, so I'll have to look that up to see if I can find that.
Absolutely.
Article that you're speaking of.
It just came out this week, and so they're doing some studies with that, and I thought that is, a lot of people have suggested there were more in terms of, you know, valuable insights that were there with the pyramids that we just haven't been able to connect the dots on. And this was Newsweek. So
Interesting. So
you can find it on Newsweek. But I wanted to get into, I really love your book. I think you have done a tremendous service giving people the idea of how much you can do with dowsing. It isn't just, you know, a yes and a no. It's all across the spectrum of dealing with entities, dealing with water witching. You know, people call it water witching. It's just so much more. So when people get this book, Spirit Rescue, A Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, you cover all the bases. Start with, what was the inspiration for giving people a behind-the-scenes look and expanding their horizons with this?
Certainly. But if I may just digress for a moment, because I wanted to say something about your UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
You can always douse for a UFO occurrence. Was this a UFO, you know?
Oh!
If you're a, you know, reasonable dowser, you can find this information. Dowsing is one of those things, and now we'll start into what you're, the question you asked me.
Oh.
Dowsing is one of those things that opens a vast expanse of the universe of information and knowledge that is not readily available.
And that's what I find is fascinating. See, for me, I channel. And so my thing was, when I got the telepathic thing of, wait, it's recharging, that was rather novel. I did not expect that information. And so I'll be patient, I'll wait. And then I went ahead and did the focus. And sure enough, the thing that let me know that something was happening was my camera should not take a picture under circumstances. That camera won't, it's too dark, it won't get anything, and it won't respond. But when it got that red flash from this star thing, then it triggered the camera to take a picture, and that's what I thought was fascinating.
That's fascinating, yes, that is.
So
what, going back to your question then, I'd learned a little bit about dowsing with spirits and doing spirit rescue with a teacher of mine, and who has since passed. Now he's a sky dowser, we call them. But I took a class with him. He and a bunch of others showed me techniques, and I sort of worked around that. And myself and this other fellow who I had stories with in my book, Dave Darrow, we decided that this was too valuable to not share. And we knew it wasn't going to be a huge seller, but we knew it was going to be something that was worthwhile, at least for posterity, that people will have a reference that they can go ahead and use this as a book in the future.
And
so that's what got me started on the book.
It's fantastic. I think you're referring to Don Taylor in the book, your mentor.
Yes, Don Taylor, yes. Exactly.
I remember reading about Harold, I believe it was Harold Loy, and I think he was from Arkansas.
McCoy,
okay. He was in the book Extraordinary, there was a Elizabeth Mayer who was a, I believe, psychologist, she had an experience where he helped her find a very expensive violin, and she didn't buy into this. It just thought it was total hokey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he found the violin, and she's like, I'm sorry. I apologize 1,000 times. This is real.
Yeah. Harold was good. Harold was good.
Okay, I want to get into, because we're going to take a break here, but I want to get into in the next break, starting with some of this stuff, because you start off with a couple of stories just to kind of get people acclimated to what it is that you do. And I think it's, you know, the restaurant, there's a custodian, there was the Indian, the Native American guide, and those are some really good stories just to kind of get people on board with what's going on with this dowsing. Is that okay?
Certainly.
Okay. And I'm talking with Tick Goudreau, and the you can get him at the MohawkHudsonDowsers.org, and it's MHDowsers.org to find out more information. And definitely, this is a book, if you just thought dowsing was to go out and find water or get a simple yes or no answer, as he talked about the UFOs, this is all across the board a way to discern other things that may be beyond our visual and even our, you know, the contemplative realm that we can check into. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, coming up with my guest, find out about Spirit Rescue on KCMO. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. If you miss anything, you can check out the blog. The blog I posted about the poltergeist with the Bothell House went viral, at least for me. Whoa! So apparently poltergeists are popular. Either that or the Bothell House has a whole lot of history that people are trying to check into. But there's more on that. Like I did post the picture that went with the UFO sighting. And I'll post when we're through this. You'll have a post for the Spirit Rescue, a Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, and on both sites, the Audio Boom site and on the blog, so you can catch up with that and get some links, too. So you're not going to miss anything. But I wanted to get into some of the stuff you start with at the beginning of the book that gives people an idea of just how extraordinary and all-encompassing this work can be. So, Tick Goudreau, it's your turn.
Okay, thanks. By the way, more dowsing information is at dowsers.org, and that's the whole ASD, American Society of Dowsers webpage.
Yes.
With working with spirits, there are many different kinds of spirits. Two ones that I work with more often than not are I call them entities, or they're earthbound spirits, people who have passed and are stuck for some reason, and I can get into that on this plane or near this plane, and other ones that have gone on and have come back as teachers, watching and helping. And we can work with or at least talk with some of them if they'll talk with us,
mm-hmm.
And some of them with the earthbounds, and we can work with them too very often. They're very receptive to at least chatting. One of the stories that you mentioned about with the Native American, I had and I believe this is the one you're speaking of, hopefully.
Yeah.
But anyway, this was a spirit that had been was a helping spirit, a helper spirit who had come back to be with this person as he was transitioning from this life or dying,
mm-hmm.
Transitioning from this life to another. The person who was transitioning was very ill with, severely ill with cancer, and he was in various stages of consciousness at that point. And I would visit with him in the hospital and talk with him, being a good friend. This person was a very good healer, not associated with dowsing, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, one day I was working with this person, and I was talking with his Bill, and one day I was working with Bill, and I asked Bill, I said, and, you know, asked Bill through the dowsing, because Bill was no longer conscious, I said, Bill, and it's a conversation, when you're dowsing like this, it's a conversation you have using yes or no answers, and sometimes you get information telepathically or through the clairs. Bill, you're going through all this problem, and why? Who's helping you? Somebody's got to be helping you. And suddenly I saw an image, and this image was a Native American who was just standing there, not saying anything. And so Bill introduced me to this Native American, and I saw this Native American. I started talking to the Native American. I said, "What's going on here? Why aren't you helping Bill?" No, he didn't respond to me at all. Didn't say anything. Didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't answer yes or no. Just no response to my pendulum. And so I said, "Okay." And I'd come back to Bill. I went away, and I come back, and then I douse, is this Native American person here? Yes, okay. And then he would show himself to me, and I'd see him. And then as Bill got weaker and weaker and weaker, suddenly the Native American person was no longer there. And I was really angry.
Yeah.
And I said, "What's wrong with you? Here, Bill is... near death, he's having such trouble with his transition because he was in such pain. Why aren't you here to help them? Why aren't you here to help him?" And suddenly I got this image, and I'm dowsing with this, I got this image of this Native American spirit had joined with Bill.
So
and was helping him to make the transition.
Okay. So he wasn't standing aside.
What's that again?
He wasn't standing alongside. He was within.
He was no longer standing alongside. He was with Bill and helping make the transition. I doused further information about this, and Bill was a fairly good shaman in this life, and Bill had work to do as soon as he crossed over. So the Native American was actually, and Bill had connections with Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The Native American was actually absorbing some of his pain and some of his anguish, so Bill would be less time transitioning when he got to the other side. That was kind of interesting. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, the divine assist. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
See, that's one of the stories I thought, well, this is fantastic, because these aren't usually stories you read in dowsing books.
No.
Yes. And then the work that you do with the entities and talking about how the energy that comes along with having an entity in your space and being able to identify that. Those things are really helpful, because a lot of times people are at their wit's end trying to fix things that there's no way they're going to touch unless they do this kind of work.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things that attracted me to it. I don't know if you want another story at this point, or...
I've got 3 minutes. Yes.
Okay, I probably won't get done in 3 minutes, but I'll start it and we can finish
that's
it after
good.
The
yes.
break if you want.
Yeah.
Right after I learned how to do some of this work, we had dowsing meetings, and we go to the meetings and we talk, and this person wanted something unrelated to ghosts done at her house. And this house, I later found out when I got there, used to be a funeral home.
Oh. Unrelated to ghosts. Yeah.
Say again. Funeral homes are fun, because I find that in the work that I do, that spirits tend to go where they were last saw their body after they've transitioned. So, for instance, if you're an earthbound spirit and you didn't go to the light, so you're here stuck on earth for various reasons, they follow around. And so they last saw their body in the hospital, perhaps, or they last saw their body in the funeral home before the casket was closed. Clunk.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Or they last saw their body going into the ground. They recognize the casket that's going into the ground in the cemetery, so they hang out in the cemetery. So there are these places, cemeteries
yes.
are haunted.
Yes.
Not the same way that we think. But anyway, so I was at this house, happened to be a funeral home. And I was dowsing for water, and I kept running my arm into something, and I said, "What the heck is going on here?" I could feel this energy with my right arm, and there was a fellow next to me who was clairvoyant, and I said, "What's going on here? Is there an energy line?" He says, "No, you've got your arm in an entity." I said, "Oh, isn't that fun?" And what I found out is there were like a half a dozen of them or so around the house, just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
I said, "What the heck's going on here?" And so I doused about them, and it was very interesting. one of the people who went there knew it was a funeral home and told all the entities, get out of the house. So they got out of the house.
They waited.
And they were waiting. And
this was a good story. I loved, this was one of my favorites in there, because they thought they cleared the house. Well, and they kind of did.
They did. And as soon as we all left, back into the house.
It's like, okay, party's over.
Party's over. All right, everybody back in the pool. And so they went back in the house. And the woman who owned the house is very upset because they were causing trouble. You know, they're not bad, but they were playing pranks on her and stuff like that. So so that was one very interesting. That was one of my first encounters with something that I wasn't expecting.
Oh, okay, and let's go back with that in a minute, because we do have to take a break. But you talk about thought forms that go along with this too, but entities who think that they're still here, so to speak, don't like it when you walk through them. So so that's what I wanted. There's so much of this stuff that I think is incredibly helpful. So if you're listening, again, the book is Spirit Rescue: A Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, and you can find out more if you do a Google search, you read the book, or check out on some of these websites. We're going to give more of that and give you the links later. But stick around, because this stuff is, there's so much more to this than you might imagine. Standing in the slide zone. Stepping in the slide zone. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Okay, this is really interesting, because the thing that we think about goes... are irritating to us, and we don't like them in our space. And if you want to check out Tick's book, Spirit Rescue, you can check it out, Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, all these stories and more. We only have, just this is kind of like the tip of the iceberg overview. And you can also find him at dowsers.org, more information about dowsing. But they don't have that same, or maybe I should say they have that same irritation with us when we walk through them, and they still think that they're physical, then they get annoyed. Did you, when you bothered that spirit and he was standing there, did you feel any annoyance?
No, you know, I did not, because I believe that this spirit knew it was already dead.
Okay, good. That helped.
And one of the things that with spirits, and, you know, you think about ghosts, you go down a dark, gloomy cellar, you know, and it's down in a crevice in the corner and stuff like that, you worry.
Yeah.
And you know what they do? They get scared after they pass. They get scared, and one of the, you know, they try to hang out someplace where they're not going to encounter humans because it screws up their brains. Well, whatever brains,
whatever,
you know,
yeah, their energy,
whatever thought patterns they have, but it messes with them, and they get scared, they get annoyed, and it bothers them, and so they try to stay out of our way. And so very often, you know, you think about the haunted cellar or the spooky cellar. It could very well be. You know, they go to abandoned places that aren't occupied.
Like the big empty mall.
Say again?
A big empty mall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. That's the perfect place for that. Or a house that's been on the market for many years years that's not been sold.
Yes.
You know, there's a party, there's a kegger going on there.
I've experienced some of these things. Okay,
and,
so
not to mention bar rooms and things like that, but that's a whole different.
That's old hat.
That's a whole different thing, yeah. So they don't like us, particularly because it blows their mind in some way. Sometimes, obviously, if they don't know that they've passed, it really confuses them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what the heck is going on?
And that makes them do funny things and. You know, you talked about your poltergeist and that sort of thing. They get all upset emotionally.
Cranky.
Cranky. Yeah, there you go. There you go, cranky.
Don't mess with my reality, dude.
Yep.
Okay, so when you're talking about that, I also want to bring that entity thing that sometimes people create thought forms, especially people who are super emotional, super intense. Then they might leave a little bit of baggage in the form of a thought form. And have you dealt with that?
Yeah, yeah. One of the stories that I have in the book, and I don't want to say too much because I want you to buy the book, obviously.
Yes.
But
tease.
But what's that again?
Go ahead and tease.
Yeah, yeah. One of the stories that I have in the book is about, and I like this one, it's a thought form. You know, people, they have images of a ghost. That shows up at this one shows up every day at noon, or every day at midnight, there's a ghost that comes down, and you hear going down the stairs, and,
yes,
and that sort of thing. You know, you hear that, and very often that is a thought form. That's a program or like a movie reel that's going on in the ethers.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is put forward to that, and it goes on. Now, one of the stories that's in the book is, it's kind of cool. This old guy had a horse, and he was a real wild guy and was really mean to this horse. And he had a wagon, and he'd ride the horse really hard with the wagon, and they'd ride around, and he whipped the horse and that sort of thing. It was really, really bad towards the horse, and he ended up dying as a result of an accident with this wagon and horse.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this spirit who's been harassing this horse all his life, or all the horse's life, and really being mean to it and stuff like that. And so he's just hanging around. Now he's gone. His energy's gone. He's gone to the light. But the energy associated with all the pain and all the anger and all the torture,
mm-hmm,
that went into that animal stuck around.
Garbage.
And so that energy was permeated this one area of this farm, and now we get a new horse coming in, and horses and I'm sure you're aware that, you know, they're very receptive.
Yes.
And naturally, this new horse feels this old energy and goes crazy every time it gets into this part of the barnyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they actually, this is not my story, it's a Dave Darrow story, but Dave was asked to come in and talk to find out what's going on relative to why is this horse going crazy like this. Come to find out, the person in the, created this thought form as he passed, because there was a lot of emotion going on, and we generate where emotion follows thought, and energy follows that emotion. So we send this out into the ether. It's like a black cloud hanging out there, and in the ethers that you can run into, and so this one stayed and stayed and stayed and stayed. It's like that person walking down the hall. The energy, that person might be crying or worried that the person, their loved one is no longer there or something like that, and that energy stays, and that's why the reel keeps playing over and over and over. Every night at midnight, the person's walking down the hall checking her watch or his
watch
or something like that.
A residual.
A residual, mm-hmm. Yes, a residual energy, yep.
Well, okay, so with some of this, though, there's also a thing that you do when you're going in to douse something, and it's the may I, can I, should I.
Yes.
That's super
yes.
important. You're asking permission before you go in and interrupt things. Before you get annoyed or annoying to the ghosts or the entities.
Yeah. The may I, can I, should I is you call it permission. I guess you'd call it permission. Permission program. May I is... do I have permission? And who you're talking to is you're talking to your higher self, any of your dowsing system, which might be your spirit guide, your guardian angels, any other persons that and beings that you might pray to or believe that are active in your dowsing, your higher self also, I think I said. May I? Do I have permission? Can I? Do I have the ability? And should I, or is it appropriate for me to be doing this at this time? Because there's a lot of stuff that you shouldn't want to be messing with. A lot of the work I do, for instance, is remote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even on a site when I'm working with some spirits. And the reason why is because there's so much, you know, you see these Ghostbuster programs, and, oh, geez, you know, there's a light over there, or the camera tripod moved, or,
yes,
you know, everybody's all hyped up and psyched up and things like that. Well, you know, that doesn't help your dowsing.
No, it's food. It's energy. It's like junk food.
Yeah, it doesn't help anything. It doesn't help the dowsing. Doesn't help the spirit if there's one there.
No.
And certainly doesn't help the person who's having trouble with the spirit. So I do a lot of stuff remotely, and the and that goes into the should I or can I mm-hmm. part of it. Can I do this? You know, maybe there's going to be so much emotion about this. Maybe it's going to be so, people are going to be around that are going to cause trouble,
yes.
whatever.
Yeah.
So you ask that, may I, can I, should I? And it saves you a lot of trouble. If you don't get a yes to that, those three questions, go home.
Okay.
Or stay away.
Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and talk about the entities and the clearing that you do and the ley lines. All right?
So, mm-hmm.
All right. Wendy's Coffee House, my guest, Tig Coudreau, Spirit Rescue, A Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, KCMO. KCMO Talk Radio is Wendy's Coffee House. Thank you for listening. If you're tuning in, whatever day, whatever time, wherever, this is fantastic information about dowsing. And if you are just getting interested in it, check out dowsers.org. because that'll give you some information and where to go and people to connect with. You can also, if you're listening and interested in checking in with Tick, my guest, Mohawk Hudson Dowsers, and you'll find Tick Coudreau on that website, and it's Gaudreau. All right? That, just in case you want the spelling. I always Google. Like, oh, they spelled it wrong. Perfect. I still got the name. All right. Now, when we're talking about some of this stuff that's going on, I mentioned ley lines and things like that. So that's also important information, I think.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Energy lines. In fact, I wrote a second book, The Care and Treatment of Wild Energies, dealing and dealt a good part of that with the earth energies and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Energy lines are something that they're in the earth, in the structure of the earth. Some people believe different things. I believe that they follow fault lines, and that there are electromagnetic energies come up from the fault lines.
Mm-hmm.
But be what is may, what these things do is they spirits and typically earthbounds will use them, the energy as like racetracks or transportation hubs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they move along from place to place along these energy bodies, energy lines, and the reason they do that is, of course, that's how they get their energy. That's how they continue on. They can get energy from ley lines or energy lines. They get energy from human beings, energy from, when you feel tired sometimes for no reason,
mm-hmm.
it's because there's somebody sucking some energy off of you.
Yes.
One of the things that I encountered, I used to date a woman that was, actually that was when I was a boy, so I used to date a girl that was about 90 miles away from my my house, and I would go and visit her on the weekends and then drive back on Saturday night, early hours of the morning, and which is, what you're doing. And one of the things I noticed is every time I encountered this one spot, I'd get really sleepy, and if I didn't pull over and sleep for an hour or so, then I'd have really a lot of trouble getting home. And all the time, every time I went there, and I couldn't figure out what it was until after I did some dowsing on it and found out that this was a place where there were like four or five energy lines crossed right in a row across the highway. And it was just coming out of the mountains, and four or five energy lines crossed the highway. And plus, it was flat, and there were a lot of Native American sites there and ancient, early American settlements along this river. And so there are a lot of spirits there. What they do is, and they come along, and they ride these energy lines. And if people were driving by at the time they're going by, they take a little sip of your energy.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, and that's not cool at all. But they do that, and so people get tired while they're driving. Now, you might say, well, this is the middle of the night. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this happens in other places. If you look at, there's a lot of studies done with energy lines and affecting driving, especially in India. They've done a lot of studies there where they find that accidents happen in locations where there are a lot of energy lines that cross, and partly is the energy, but I would say partly of that is the spirits that are coming along. They're driving along taking a little ride on the railroad, and they take a little nip of
little boost
your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's real. Well, even your pets can be affected by stuff like that.
Oh yeah, and you get tired. You find yourself being tired for no reason at all. You go buy a store, buy a six pack. You might bring seven things home with you.
Okay, let's not go there.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things that you can do is when you do encounter something like this, well, you can speak to them, and that's the beauty of dowsing. You have the ability to ask questions, get yes or no answers, and if you have any psychic abilities like you seem to have, then it helps to enhance the connection between you and the person. So what I would do is, if I encountered a spirit, if I knew where the spirit was, I would ask. I'd say, "Hey, you know, may I talk with you?" And you might get a yes or no, and hopefully you get a yes, and start talking to them. Now, you don't come right out and tell them that they're dead, because they might not know that.
Yes, that might be a shock.
You don't want to scare them.
That might be a shock.
Yeah, they run away. They won't help. You know, they won't talk to you.
See, you're full of it.
yeah. All right. Yeah. And so you talk to them, and talk with them like you're talking with a regular person.
Find out the story. Find out the story from the spirit. Find out their story.
Exactly. Find out their story. What's going on? And eventually, you might say things to them. Like one of the ones in the book, this guy didn't know he was fast. I said, you know, do you recognize this? And it was a video camera, and he'd never seen a video camera before.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he knew that he was a spirit.
Yeah.
One other person I also in the book talked about this woman who a young girl rather who didn't know what electric motors were, because she had passed before there were electric motors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she's encountered electric motors, it screwed her all up, and I was able to talk to her about the electric motors and eventually convince her that she had passed.
And moving on.
But you can get their story. This woman was, this young girl, not a woman, young girl, had died of can't think of the word, consumption, you know, but
yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
In really sad conditions in this warehouse. And she thought she was still working. And so she still was going to work. She was working in the warehouse. She was still, and the spirit just stayed there over and over and over working in her own mind. They create a scenario.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so she thought she was working. And it helped free her. So what you do is once you find out that they know that they've passed, then you can ask them, would you like to go on? Would you like to move on? Would you like to go to the light? At that time, then you invite all the loved ones from this person to come down, who are on the other side, to come down.
And it'll take longer than 2 minutes. It'll take longer than, it's like a 2-minute wrap-up.
Yeah, okay. Just bring them down. Bring them down, help them, and scoop them up and take them off. And off they go.
You're going to the light. You'll love it. It's great. They've got all sorts of fun. Cotton candy. Clouds. Cotton candy. Sparkles.
Sparkles. There we go.
You know, I really, you have so much information. I really do appreciate the book. And I know the second one with the energies. When you get in some way, shape, or form introduced to this world, it opens up a whole lot of doors and a whole different way of seeing reality and realizing we are so much more than this bag of bones that we walk around in. So, Tikudro, the book Spirit Rescue, A Dowser's Ghostly Encounters, and your stories with David Darrow, I think are so fantastically informative. And I would love to talk with you more about the things that you guys do and the energy, because that's the next level. So anything, you know, people can reach you at the American Society of Dowsers. And then is it the Mohawk Hudson or
Mohawk Hudson Dowsers, yep.
Okay. All right. And anything you want to add in the last 30 seconds?
Last 30 seconds? No. Do it. It's very fulfilling work. Learn it and do it, because it you're helping other people. You're helping other beings go on their own spiritual path.
35 years, he should know what he's talking about, okay? And he's been through the master's course. He's also a Reiki master. He's, I mean, you have quite a list of accomplishments that tells me that you're serious and you're authentic. So thank you. All right. And if you're listening, get on the website, wendyscoffeehouse.com. I'll put some links so that you can check this out if you haven't been able to do that, because it's worth following up on. And again, this stuff is all around us. It's here. We can't see it. We can feel it. We can sense it. And you can, one way, shape, or form, get in touch with it. Till next time, stay curious.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.